don't know if you've noticed that. This is why new agents have a chance at making it. Because to get a buyer to let you show them houses, do you have to know everything?
No.
The requirements are you have a car, you have a lockbox key, you have access to MLS, and you don't smell bad. That's about it. That's really about it. Will you let them into the house? Buyers are not looking for an agent, they're looking for a house. Sellers are the ones looking for an agent. Big difference. Sellers are the ones paying the agents. Regardless of all the fantastic arguments about how they're doing it with the buyer's money and blah, 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 it is the seller writing the check or the agent. So let's say you were selling a house for $300,000, for example, and you were charging a 6% commission. Now, factually, now you're going to that seller and you're going, hi, here's a copy of the fancy brochure I'm going to make for you. Here's what my sign looks like. And I will write me a check for $18,000. Now, not that you get it for me, but you understand. That's how much they're paying. And that's how exactly how they're going to look at it. So, therefore, your presentation on the listing will determine whether they'll list with you or not. See, when you're working a buyer, you're not asking the buyer to pay anything. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite. You're offering to the buyer, there's a whole bunch of very valuable things I'm going to do for you. And guess how much? You have to pay me. Zero. Free. I'll do them all for you free if you let me show you the houses and buy for me. This is a big difference. So it doesn't require quite the same skill set. Now, can you make a living just working buyers? Yes. And many agents do this, and they never learn to list. And what's more fantastic is the veteran agents who do this don't even know they don't know how to list because they get about 4, 5, 6 listings a year from their friends and family and call them, but they know how to fill out the form. And so now they know how to list. Well, if you've just sold someone a house and they already like you and trust you, do you have to have a great presentation to get the listing? No. Because what one thing does the buyer, what does any client care about the most? Are you a liar? Are you going to lie to me? I can't tell you the number of foreign language cases I've handled over the years where I thought the one skill these people have developed is trying to figure out, and there's some of them are damn good at it, is the person I'm talking to a liar? See, once they've decided you're not a liar, that you'll only tell them the truth, now they trust you, now will you shove something in front? They don't know what it says. They just sign it. Do you seriously think that you've ever had a client that knows what a deed of trust is? Do you think that any of your clients, if they weren't lawyers, actually know what the word escrow means? I bet you I can find within a 5-mile radius of here, 100 realtors who don't know what the word escrow means. Seriously. They don't know what the word mortgage means, and they don't know what the word escrow means. They use the words. It sounds almost like they know, but if you said, define the word without using it itself in the sentence you define it with, now watch what happens. Oh, well, the escrow company. What's the word? What does escrow mean? You understand? The reason I'm getting this is this business is not because, see, well, you know escrow. You know escrow means impartial third party. It's an account set up. The escrow account is the impartial. They don't take sides. Although we insist that now we want you to take sides. That's the thing. I want that on the tape, too. Just making a comedy joke. I mean, just these are hilarious. But the point I'm getting at is it's how credible you are to the client. Understand? So what is really the determining factor isn't do you know everything, it's are you honest? Do you seem truthful? One of the more amazing things to generate trust is when asked a question that you do not know the answer to. These are just magic. I don't know. Write that one down. I don't know. We were taught in sales classes to say, I don't know, but I'll find out. I actually don't even bother with the I'll find out. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Practice it. Try it. You might feel funny doing it. You know, most of the questions we get asked, seriously, like if you're showing a house to someone, I can promise you, if you're showing property, this is not a phone interview with someone you might have as a seller, but if you're showing property, I would say at least 75% of the so-called questions they ask is because they're nervous and can't stand silence. They will just manufacture question after question after question because they can't stand the idea, well, you're right here and we're not talking, it's some kind of awkward, you know. So do you really need to find out that answer to all that drivel? No. I don't know. What kind of concrete is that? I don't know. The truth is, none of that crap matters. If they really want to know, trust me, they'll bring it up again and again and again. But the point I'm getting at is that when you're new, see, there'll be the stuff, the problem you actually have is my level of experience in the business, I have this distinct advantage out of this huge sea of information of going, that's important, that's important, that's important, that's kind of important, that's complete crap, don't care, don't know, don't care, don't know. Most of the information available is in the don't know, don't care category. I don't know, I don't care. Like, I've been in this business my 31st year with John Hall. Remember under real estate deal that was alluvium and alluvium, whatever the hell it was? Do you think I've ever used that? Do you think you'll ever use that? It's which way water takes the land, or you wind up with more land because of water. It's a real big issue. Really big. The one data I learned in real estate class, the one that I have used, an acre is 43,560 square feet. That one comes in handy. But most of it, and most of the stuff they teach in the classes on the licensing, if you do this, you go to prison. If you do that, you lose your license. If you do this, you're convicted of fraud. You do that. Were you going to do any of that stuff? Seriously. But that's what the emphasis is on. Is that what's important to you now? No. What's important to you now is how do you get and keep a customer. That's just that one thing. Just that one thing. How do you get and keep a customer? So if buyers are easier to connect with, like you don't have to prove that you know a lot of stuff to a buyer, the problem is it's more difficult to come up with lists of people who might be home buyers. So if you want a list of home sellers, it's actually pretty easy to do. I mean, it's really easy. If you just took an expired and canceled list of any area you felt like working, just ran off of MLS, you got yourself a list. You go, I don't know how motivated they are. Well, I don't either, but you go see them, you can find out. I mean, you got the idea. You could actually pretty easily compile a list of people who are probable, possible prospects for being a seller. I don't know a good way other than doing an awful lot of cold calling into apartment houses of someone who might be a prospect for a buyer. Unless you're going to sit open houses, which is one great way to find straight buyers. That is the actual perfect reason to hold an open house, by the way. Not to sell the house being held open, but to find a stray buyer. That is a wonderful way to find a stray buyer. Because the people who come to open houses are people who they want to buy are the neighbors. And if the neighbors will come over, they're future sellers. As the neighbors who are most likely to come will be people who want to sell and assume themselves. They're trying to give either decorating ideas or to find out what the competition is. Did I get your earlier question completely answered?
Yes.
And how about yours? Did I get your question answered? Anything else? Anything?
So, Mr. Shaw,
Mr. Rush Shaw.
Mr. Russell Shaw. So, how in this market? Okay. You don't do open houses at all. So in your listing package, do you do virtual tours and all that?
virtual tours of all of our listings. What I'm doing there isn't really what's relevant. The situation that I have isn't the situation you have. Like, I get people from all over the country calling me or writing to me, they want to come shadow me. And I always say no, because it's a stupid, it's really like, well, we want to see what you're doing so we can be successful. And I'm thinking, I don't know what they'd see. I usually come in the office normally after 12, when I when we moved the office here over a year and a half ago, I usually came in the office for my first cup of coffee. The office was attached to my house, and I was having my morning coffee at around noon. So what someone who was shadowing me would have gotten to see, they would have gotten to see me walk into the room with a cup of coffee in my hand, and sit down and start cracking jokes with my staff and doing my in-basket, which I think is very informative. I can't tell you how much could be learned if someone saw me, the way I walk toward my desk, the way I sip the coffee. It looks good. So what I'm currently doing and what you should be doing are two different things. What I mean by that, the problem every single one of you has is you don't have enough people to talk to. That's it. Just that one thing. You don't have enough people to talk to. So if you look at the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book by Gary Keller called The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, it talks about leads, listings, leverage. That being the sequence, that being the cycle. Leads, listings, leverage. Your first issue is leads. If you don't have enough leads, the only thing you would be working on would be getting leads. If you actually wanted to get the right framework for this, even though your card says Realtor with John Hall, and the real estate department says you're licensed to do all this stuff, if you wanted to think of yourself in the right way, it would be, you are in the lead generation business.